music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line I have Robert Moss from Antoshka. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hello, Noel. Okay. How are you keeping?
All right. Oh, yeah, I was talking to a lady who's into cooking and writes cookbooks and all like that. And I was asking her, because she grows all her own vegetables and stuff like that, a lot of her own stuff. And I was saying, the way the weather is sort of, you know, we're getting summer, winter. We often got it, but it seems to be more now than before. And does it interfere with growing and the way things are in the environment, especially? She said it does, but how much does it affect it?
Quite a lot. I suppose you could, if you're an optimistic disposition, say that that's all part of the fun of it. You know, like one season you have very good produce of garlic and of alliums, and the next season maybe you get a very good crop of potatoes and tomatoes, as an example. You find every year, every season, something does very well, and there's plenty of stuff that just doesn't work at all.
Yeah. I was surprised she has a plot, and I was surprised she... Kiwis, I said. Well, I thought they only, you know, they were only relative to one particular country, but no, she's grown kiwis.
So I suppose if you've got a big enough greenhouse, you can. I think native to New Zealand, so they would have a fairly temperate climate. We shouldn't be, well, it wouldn't be that different from Ireland's climate, I would imagine. A similar sort of temperate, wet, cool climate.
Okay, now tomorrow you're going to have the Dublin Community Growers AGM is taking place. Tell us about that.
That's an annual event, and basically, more than anything else, I suppose, is to get together a lot of the volunteers from different community gardens and allotments and other kinds of urban growing projects. Just get them into one room together and really have a bit of a catch-up and a chat. The plan is that starts at 11 a.m. tomorrow, the 21st of January, Saturday. And that will be held out in Walkingstown Green. That is Dublin 12. Mm-hmm. It's just beside the Green Kitchen Cafe, which is on Walkingstown Green, just off the Long Mile Road. So that's something that if you need to find the address, you can always look that up on the World Wide Web .walk.ie website.
Okay.
Or you can look up Dublin Community Growers on Facebook, and that'll tell you the details.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll be doing is in the morning there'll be a World Cafe chit chat event. So that'll get everyone thinking caps on and get them thinking about what they can do, what projects, what initiatives, what can be done to promote urban growing more in Dublin,
mm-hmm.
Both within and without Dublin Community Growers. And then there'll be the AGM afterwards, where they'll elect the committee for Dublin Community Growers for 2017.
Okay,
so a bit of business and pleasure.
But yeah, and you of course just reading coordinated the Green Flag Award for parks and green spaces across the country, isn't it?
It is now. It's an international program, and it's now running nationwide across the Republic of Ireland. We introduced it nationwide just last year.
Mm-hmm. And you know the way people were getting into allotments a lot more. Are the council being has that evolved? Is the council getting a little more givish with some of the land that people can use for allotments? I don't know how viable it would be in some of the parks, or can it be done outside some of the parks? I know there's a few of them, all right, but anything?
There are indeed, and it seems to work quite well.
Has evolved in any way, Robert?
Stands out in my mind,
mm-hmm.
Which is up by Inchicore, next to the rail, the railway depot and engineering works there. And That works very well, because at the back of the park, between Grafton Park and Richmond Park, where the football stands are, you have allotments. And it's very tidy, it works very well, and you have oversight of the park. And I think it's a very good combination, because there can be issues where some members of the public sometimes can be put off using particular parks because of antisocial behaviour.
Okay.
And that does happen within the city sometimes. You know, you hear of instances of people not feeling safe on their own in parks. Luckily, it doesn't happen very often. It happens less. Mm-hmm. Parks are quite well run. The Parks Department are quite proactive on that front. But I think having that kind of oversight where you have members of the public engaged in horticulture through allotments, it provides oversight. It's like anything in life. Antisocial behavior tends not to happen if it's not already happening. You know, people are more likely to drop litter on a street that's full of litter.
Yeah, and of course, as well as that, I mean, anything unseemly or happens like that, it gets full front page news, and people immediately assume it's happening all over the place, and sort of detrimental to all sorts of environmental places like parks and that, you know. But I mean, for instance, St. Anne's here, I've seen people there at 6 o'clock in the morning, elderly people walking there with the dogs at that hour of the morning. Don't ask me what I was doing there that hour of the morning. It wasn't very often, but I do remember seeing them once or twice when I happened to go in there.
Were you on your way home after a night out?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, that's a laugh.
Okay, just to mention a few things, the end of the month is particularly busy for you, because you're having the National Sustainability Summit in City West on the
34th. Yeah, it's in the City West Hotel. I believe this is the second year it's run, the National Sustainability Summit. And the hotel has reached its... Just on the N7, beyond the Red Cow interchange, and you just take Junction 3 off the N7 to get to the City West Hotel. Mm-hmm. That's all day on Tuesday, 31st of January. I'll be talking there about the Green Flag Award for Parks, what it's doing, what it's capable of doing, and why it's being received so successfully in Ireland.
Yes, yeah.
But across the board, you'll have quite a wide spectrum of speakers and stands and demonstrations and such. You'll have a lot of business sustainability initiatives, and they might be from mainstream businesses that are looking to save money on their operations, all the way through to innovative renewable energy projects. So across the whole business spectrum there. There'll be NGOs like Antashka, and we'll be talking about the work that we do and the work that we're hoping to do. And you'd also have research graduates talking about their projects. And so there's quite a wide spectrum of talks and presentations from the, you know, that would appeal to the everyone from like the hard-nosed business person, right the way through to environmental volunteers such as myself.
Okay, an interesting project to have, just to finally finish up, the Free Trees for Parks. That's a great initiative to have. It's an ambitious one, but it's a great one.
Yeah, I think that's the 1 million trees in one day. And that's something that is operating across Ireland, and the plan is to get people to volunteer their time, and there are trees being given out for free to those that are interested in taking part. So that's coming up and well worth getting involved with. Mm-hmm. And the details for that can be seen on the Green Communities Facebook page. So if you just look up Green Communities Ireland on Facebook, that should all be available there.
As I said, Robert, a busy, especially coming up to the last week in January, very, very busy for you. And it looks like starting into February, you get busy again. Is there a time that you get it back and sort of go, now I'll relax for a day or two or something? Or you kept going all the time?
Yeah, that'll be December.
Okay, jeez. I was reading an article that Ruby Wax there recommending that people should, because of stress and depression and all like that, and we know she's had problems and that, but she's recommending gardening to everyone, and she's saying like it's the best therapy of the lot. I heard people talking about it, that's why I'm mentioning it, and they're all saying maybe we should try it, maybe they haven't talked about it before, but that seems to be true for a lot of people, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've said it before, I think, on your radio program, gardening, nurturing plants and vegetables, and landscaping and adjusting and caring for our environment. I mean, it's what we've been doing for tens of thousands of years. So it's who we are and what we do. And when you deprive people of what they are, what they have evolved to do, then you make them unhappy.
Okay, well, give us the website again, Robert, before I let you go. You're very generous to give us all this time, but the website and a lot of the things we've been talking about to get it, and generally we'll get all the information.
Yeah, to get all this information, most of it will be on Facebook. So if you just look up Antashka Green Communities, you'll find it all there.
Okay.
For that 1 million trees project I was talking about, there's a website for that. That's worldwideweb.1milliontreesinoneday.com. And they can find out all the information there about that. There's a website as well for the National Sustainability Summit. That's worldwideweb.sustainabilitysummit.ie. And if anyone wants to come along, they can register for free on that website.
Okay. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Robert. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. We'll try and catch a breath sometime. Thanks very much, Robert.
Thanks a lot, Mal. Take care. Bye-bye.
And that's Robert Moss from Antashka there.